For me, actions speak volumes when I'm around Rasmus. The way he prepares, the way he practices, the way he gets involved in meetings, the questions he asks about what are we going to do in this situation, that situation. And then lastly, the amount he cares about the team and his teammates. And not knowing him probably as well as people in the organization, but my short time with him and, you know, all the people around him, it seemed like a really easy choice to have him lead this group. And I think if you asked a teammate, they would all agree.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff on Rasmus Dahlin. So Friday, the regular season begins in the NHL. Devils and Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
That same night, there are 8 preseason games.
Yeah, in the NHL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The regular season starts for these teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At 1 p.m., you can watch Devils, Sabres, and then Columbus, Pittsburgh, Islanders, Rangers, Ottawa, all preseason.
Yeah.
I guess that's...
I think that's
probably unavoidable.
I think so.
Because they want to build in enough of a travel buffer for the Sabres and the Devils.
This happened in even more weirdly... Do you remember what happened at the beginning of this baseball season? Where the Dodgers went to go play a regular season game in Japan, right? Otani going back home. They played a regular season game in Japan. And then later that week, they had spring training games. It's like they opened their regular season, then went back to spring training, which might even be weirder. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of unavoidable.
803-0550. So, some Sabres chatter. If you missed Lindy Ruff, you can go back and listen to that. We can get back into Devontae Adams as a conversation.
Yeah. Very quickly, though, before we get away from hockey, I have a fantasy hockey draft tonight, and I think it would be your favorite draft format ever because it's basically offer sheets.
Okay.
Kind of. Everybody has a whiteboard. It's a bidding system. You nominate a player. So, you nominate McDavid. Now, everybody else but you writes down their bid. And then on the count of three, everybody shows their bid. And whoever has the highest bidder, you win the bid. But now you, who didn't bid because you nominated him, you have the right to match that highest bid.
Interesting.
So you nominate McDavid. Everybody bids. Highest price, 400 out of 1,000. Now everyone looks to Jeremy because he's going to decide if he wants to match the 400. You can either take him for yourself or you can give him to the guy who bid the highest.
Is the strategy there, is the best strategy to nominate players you like so you have the choice to take them, or nominate players you don't want so the money gets spent? Because that's what I do in auction drafts. In auction drafts, every single time I nominate players I do not want.
Okay.
Get the money off the board, get positions filled.
It depends. I think in this format, you might nominate the guys you want. The nomination order is important. Because
it's the draft order, basically. It's everyone else is making offer sheets on your draft order.
Like, whoever's first in the nomination order has the right to get McDavid no matter what, if they want him.
Yeah, so maybe early on, you nominate guys you want, and later on...
Maybe it's not as important.
You push on that.
Yep.
Interesting.
Offer sheet league, kind of.
Yeah. 803-0550. Okay, the Twitter poll is the Bills and Devontae Adams. If the price is right, you decide what that is. We can't know what that is, trading this, trading that, whatever. If the price is right, do you want to do it? And add him for a year as a rental and try and win the Super Bowl, because the Bills, I think they can win the Super Bowl if things fall right for them. The injuries on defense, not exactly falling right. An injury to somebody important on offense might be a big problem. But right now, yay or nay for Devontae Adams. 70% say yay.
Okay.
Matt Harmon on Devontae Adams and what he is right now. There's one thing about this idea that is specific to the Bills. You know, you're going to see on all the debate shows, just watch Mike Greenberg rank the 5 landing spots for Devontae Adams, and it was Cowboys, Steelers, Commanders, mm-hmm. Jets, of course, and the Ravens were in there as well. The thing that it is for me is when we talked about an hour ago with Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast, this is the whole point where you don't have to miss Stephon Diggs. You don't have to care about him at all. What the Bills do miss, though, is someone that lines up outside and gets attention, because Diggs pulled attention mm-hmm. away from the middle of the field and gave Kincaid and Shakir operating room. And right now, until the Bills start to hit some things with Keon Coleman on the outside or somebody else on the outside, these teams will definitely be able to focus on the middle of the field and crowding the areas where Kincaid and Shakir work so well. So what would Davante Adams do for this offense? Again, I don't think the Bills are going to do this. I'm almost kind of like dismissing the idea. But of course, we'll talk about it. And if they did it, I would immediately be excited. Adams would draw tons of attention. Tons. And all of a sudden, Kincaid would get room to work.
Yeah, I do wonder. Like, that's Joe Marino with us last hour mentioned that since the Arizona game, teams are still paying a lot of attention to Dalton Kincaid. Like, they are efforting to take him away, which, if you're trying to get him to break out as a second-year player, like, it is undoubtedly harder if that is true. If teams are walking into every game saying, let's make sure they can't throw it to Kincaid. Let's take that away. And then you have to funnel that elsewhere. And in the Raven game, I wonder, we'll see. Does this become a trend? Maybe it doesn't. But if I'm a defense that watched Baltimore, don't I think Baltimore pretty much succeeded in, hey, we're going to make them throw to one-on-one matchups to Mac Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the goal? Isn't that exactly what you would want when you go in to play the Bills? Let's get them to throw it to Mac Collins.
Right. The reason to have number one star gravity receiver is if that guy gets two people every play, now I'm playing 10-on-9. And if the opposite is true, that your boundary receivers, every single defense is like, yeah, go ahead. You take one, you take one. We're playing 9-on-9 now. We can focus on everybody else. And, of course, the quarterback, that's where Josh Allen's running, gives you an advantage in his sack avoidance and all that. But, right, what I'd love to funnel pass. If I'm a team playing the Bills, I want to funnel as many passes to the sidelines to Hollins and MVS, who barely sees the field, and Coleman until further notice.
Well, MVS sees the field. He just doesn't get the ball.
That's right.
He doesn't get the ball thrown his way.
So Adams.
He's not open.
Matt Harmon, receptionperception.com. Last year, what did Davante Adams do?
Yeah.
He beat man coverage at the 85th percentile.
Okay, so amazing.
Great. Zone at the 90th.
Even better.
Press coverage at the 91st.
Even better.
Those are all drops for him. This is a point to make about Diggs, too. When you are someone who is the best there is, and then you drop 10%, you are still better than like 90% of the receivers in the league. And Davante Adams is still probably that. Better than most. Maybe not Justin Jefferson. Maybe not Nico Collins right now. But definitely would immediately be the best weapon the Bills have in their offense. I still don't think they're going to do it. From a cap standpoint, Mike Cianetti of SpotTrack said it is doable. Amari Cooper is doable as an idea. I've got a million tweets already about Davante Adams' attitude is something that Bills fans wouldn't want. I'm not sure what that attitude is. That attitude is he doesn't want to be with the Raiders anymore. Maybe he doesn't respect the coach, doesn't respect the direction. I've seen interviews where he wants to be a Hall of Famer. He wants to win Super Bowls. And sometimes if you're someone that wants that sort of greatness and you feel like you're on a team that doesn't offer you the chance to do that, you know, people will want you to shut your mouth and work through it. I'll shut up and get to work. And if you're a player on the inside, you might say, like, well, I don't actually want to do that. He went to the Raiders to play with Derek Carr, right? And then Derek Carr lasted a year.
1 year, and then it was Garoppolo who we saw miss him all the time.
And for what it's worth, what's Derek Carr doing right now?
He's playing great.
He's playing well.
Yeah.
So I went to play with this guy. You shot him to the moon, said he wasn't any good, and he goes somewhere else and succeeds. And like, wait a minute. I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening with Adams. I don't think the Bills are a real candidate for this. I just think they would wait.
Do you think they would be more like, there's drafting one, then that's ideal, easily. You hope Coleman just becomes it, or maybe they'll draft one next year. If they don't draft one, if they were to ever go outside and find their way to a receiver of this caliber, what do we think they would prefer? Would they prefer a Brandon Ayuk, a player of that age where, hey, if you're trading for him, guess what? It's coming with a monster contract, long term. Like, it is coming with a huge financial commitment. Or do they think future is bright? We like Coleman. We can draft more guys. Let's do this instead because we don't have to give this guy 5 years, $20 million, or $30 million a year.
Right.
Like, I'm almost wondering if they would even be a little more into the idea of the rental type receiver of this caliber than if they had an opportunity or the room to go get Ayuk and give the monster contract on top of it.
803-0550 if you want to chime in. 1-888-550-2550.
Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. So you can enter now, WGR550.com. Chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs, which winter's coming not too long, maybe more than a month still. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today.